Well, welcome back to the New Year's Eve Crap Fest on WGBB, and we have some very, very exciting news for you. I always like musical introductions to my... That was a very good musical introduction to my exciting news.
Well, what's the exciting news, Jeff?
We have the Lefkowitz Clan on the phone.
That is correct.
We're on the phone.
Oh, hello, Dad?
Yeah?
Dad, you're on the air on WGBB, the New Year's radio party.
Or the Crap Fest, as I like to call it.
Huh?
So obviously you haven't been listening. My own parents, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the air.
We have a house full of people.
Well,
don't you have a radio that you could turn on? And I'm sure everyone there would enjoy listening to Dave and myself.
I put it on for a little while, but I'm the host.
You're not the host. We're the host.
We're the host. That's right.
Well, you're the host of the show, but I'm the host of the people in the house.
But that's tell right. me they weren't interested. I'm telling you, it was probably the highlight of your party listening to us.
You're right.
It will be now.
You're absolutely right. I apologize big time.
That's the other show.
The big time show is what we do on the other radio station. So, Dad, was it a good 2006 for you?
Yeah, comparatively, yes.
Was David nice?
Huh?
Was David nice to you? Because I've been finding out all sorts of things about David. It's been very disappointing in 2006.
Oh, totally, yeah.
I thought David was nice throughout 2005. Now I'm kind of learning other things.
Oh, you kidding?
I can't believe... He doesn't like people? What's up with that?
I never liked people. Isn't that true, Dad? I always hated people.
What is this? The truth hour?
This
is coming out all of a sudden?
We're flushing out all the stuff from 2006 before we get into 2007.
So. You obviously do not know what a craptacular is all about.
I think he probably caught some of that from his Uncle Tony.
Really?
Wait, is Uncle Tony in the house?
No.
Oh, he hates people. He's not there, of course.
And he's not really my uncle. He's a guy Dad met back in the service. Was 1960 what?
In 61, we probably met in the service.
Been friends ever since.
Where were you stationed?
In usually Ohio.
Oh, you kept Ohio safe during the Vietnam War, don't you?
Exactly. I got out just before the Vietnam War got hot.
But I didn't know it ever cooled off.
It was in between Korea and Vietnam, so just that lucky moment. Although you were offered to stay in the military, and you realized it was probably a very good time to get out.
that was funny. When the colonel said to me, you really ought to consider staying in the service because of the benefits. You know, you get away from your family for a weekend a month and 2 weeks in the summer, and you get extra pay and promotions. And I was staff sergeant when I got out. And
I hope that is cleared up.
Yes. Yeah. I get rid of this staff inspection. And
you gave it to Mom. It was simple, yeah.
See, now I can't believe he makes disparaging comments to those parents. I, of course, love my father. His wife we can do without, though.
But,
so happy New Year, Trudy.
I want you to hear this.
What?
The colonel calls me in, and he says, you know, he's telling me all the benefits of staying in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And the retirement and all the rest of it. And, you know, Cousin Brucey was in my unit.
Oh, really?
WCBS radio.
Do you know, I have a Cousin Brucey.
No, but this is the Cousin Brucey.
Oh.
The Cousin Brucey, the disc jockey.
Yeah.
And,
And he can't get us a good gig on radio? What's wrong with that?
Uh-huh. I'm saying, you know, you're absolutely right. That makes so much sense. I am going to definitely consider it, but I can't make that decision myself. I got to talk it over with my wife. Now, mind you, this is after 6 years of one weekend a month when I was falling off the chair every Saturday because I would work until 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. at night and then go home, put on a uniform, and go out to the base and serve until 5 o'clock the next afternoon.
I've lived that life before.
It's kind of the way we do radio here. So,
and then Saturday evening, I would go home, fall asleep, I mean, pass out, and the next thing I know, it's Sunday morning, and I got to go back out to the base. Now, I did this for 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
and counting the minutes to freedom. And finally, freedom was around the corner. I'm getting out next month, and this guy's telling me all the benefits of reenlisting, and I'm trying to keep a straight face.
But ultimately, as soon as you left the room, you were like, I'm out, I'm gone.
No, it's a, I walk over to Tony on my way to the men's room. I get him by the arm, and I'm trying to keep my composure. And we go into the men's room. I fall apart. I am hysterical laughing. And Tony says, run!
Run! Yeah.
Run for your life!
So you re-signed up?
No, I don't think so.
No. No, sir. Well, how did we get on that topic anyway?
I don't know.
But anyway,
we were talking how you didn't like people, and you have this cousin or uncle.
About, oh, reverts back to Tony. So anyway, by the way,
everything
who's there,
goes back to Tony, huh?
Who's there at the party? Who's at the
left
house?
Is my...
Bonnie and Les left already. They just left a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Why? Was New Year's ready over there?
Huh? Well, no. Les wasn't feeling too well.
Oh. Now, is my favorite aunt there?
Your favorite aunt.
Auntie
Essie. Your favorite aunt?
Jeff knows Auntie Essie.
Is she there?
Who?
Esther!
Oh, no. Esther left earlier.
Everybody leave. You must have some hell of a party.
That's a nice party.
No one staff. Like, on the New Year's Eve party.
Well, you know what happened?
947.
He probably
is still here.
Who is?
Who is?
Brenda.
that's my mother. She has to stay.
Can we talk to her? Because we want to find out why she hasn't left.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
It's called a ketubah.
And Dave and Mrs. Dave?
Not me, Dave. Dave and... What's their last names? Do you know? Well, hey to them.
And
I like the fact we know what Mrs. Dave's name is. Not only doesn't know he know their last name, he doesn't even know her
Dave
first.
And Norma.
Norma, thank you.
What's their last name?
What's the last name?
Put what Dave on the phone. We want to find out what his last name is.
Is he there?
You feel like talking?
Now, this is interesting radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love this.
And Beth and Richie.
Oh, Beth and Richie, that's cool. Definitely, we've got to put Richie on the phone, too.
Okay, hold on a second. Sure. Here's Dave.